Okay. Welcome, everybody. This is Calculus After Hours. My name's Edgar. We're going to go to the second edition this evening. The Calculus, a practical approach. Now, if I don't want to scare anybody here, but we're going to be talking quadratic equations and gonna throw a bit of f at x at you. A few examples, and hey, if you get worried, there's always the answers at the back of the book. And don't let the music fool you. It sounds light, but it ain't. For example, approximate the zeros of the function f at x equals x to the third over 3 minus x squared plus 1 using the graphical method. Well, the solution, friends? Since f at x equals x squared minus 2x equals x at x minus 2, well, there are critical points of the function at x equals 0 and x equals 2. Testing each of these in f at x equals 2x minus 2, well, we see the function has a local maximum at x equals 0 and a local minimum at x equals 2. We use these facts to graph the function, as in figure 2.9.1. Look carefully at the graph. Look very carefully at the graph. You know what I'm saying. This just in. The definite integral can be used not only to calculate total change of a function, but also to find the area of figures with curved boundaries. Yeah, this geometrical application of the definitive integral probability. Well, I'm not the first to say this, but it was the original motivation of integral calculus. Yeah, chew on that, friends. We're talking about the study of antiderivatives. Wow. Wow. And it turns out to be useful in many applied fields of study. And I'm going to leave a pause here while you think of what possible fields of study we might actually engage in. Yeah, I'll have another. Thanks. Talk about relationships for a while. The relationship between definite, oh man, I'm getting nervous just thinking about it. The relationship between definite integrals and areas is surprisingly, remarkably simple. It's this, it's the area under the curve. Under the curve. Yeah, you've been there too, huh? Under the curve. As long as it's not a bell curve, because those hurt. You know, who wants to be, we all want to be right in the bell curve. Nobody wants to be outside the bell curve. My dad says, if you got a brain, then use it. So I do. I sit down and I fill my notebook with facts. Did you know that the average ballpoint pen draws a line 2,300 yards long before the ink runs out? My parents consider this fact to be a bit childish. I'm sure the pen company would like to know. Yes, sir. 3 bags full. My dog, Frank, he's pretty big. Takes up a lot of space. I calculate that 24 francs could fit into my bedroom. Sometimes there isn't even room for one. You know, if Frank were a humpback whale, only 10, only 10 would fit into our entire house. I asked Dad about this, and he said they would get in the way of the television. If you've just joined us, we're counting on Frank with Late Night Calculus After Hours. I calculate that only one dad would fit inside our big television, but only 1/10 of him would fit in Mum's portable. Mum said she would prefer the top part because Dad's feet smell. We've got a gum tree in our yard. It grows about 6 1/2 feet every year. If I had grown at the same speed, I'd now be 53 feet tall. Wouldn't really mind, except I'd never get clothes that fit. Arf! I don't mind taking a bath. It gives me time to think. For example, I calculated it would take 11 hours and 45 minutes to fill the entire bathroom with water. That's with both faucets running. It would take slightly less time to empty as long as no one opened the door. When I get dressed, I don't think about fashion or style. I think about facts. For instance, it's a fact that if I put on every piece of clothing in my closet, I would be 9 1/4 feet tall and approximately 6 feet wide. With apology to all you fans out there that are metric, I would also be unable to sit down. I enjoy dinner not because of the delicious chops Mum cooks every night, or the thrilling conversation. It's the peas. If I had accidentally knocked 15 peas off my plate every night for the last 8 years, they would now be level with the tabletop. Maybe then Mum would not understand that her son does not like peas. There's a mosquito in my bedroom. Keeping me awake. It's very interested in the workings of my brain. If it were 4 million times bigger, it wouldn't fit inside my ear, but I guess it would make more noise than a jumbo jet. At breakfast, I have a glass of orange juice and 2 pieces of toast. Our old toaster shoots the toast about 3 feet into the air. Makes you think. If our toaster was big as the house, hey, it could endanger low-flying aircraft. Just a reminder, I don't write them, I just read them. This is Edgar, and we're with Calculus After Hours. Can't sleep? You scared of being scared? Fret no more, friends. The marginal cost of producing X items of a commodity is given by the differential equation C equals 4X squared minus 3X. If the fixed cost is $100, write the cost equation. I mean, what's it going to hurt? Love thy neighbor as thyself. You find the cost of producing 10 items. The marginal revenue obtained by producing X items of a commodity is given by the differential equation dr over dx equals 6 minus 0.6x. And the revenue received from one item is, wait for it, $10. And all those sailors with their seasick mamas hear the sirens on the shore. Singing songs for pimps with tailors. Charge $10 at the door. Yeah, I'm getting sleepy now too. Thanks for coming tonight. We've been counting on Frank. You know there are 745 jelly beans in the average candy jar? I thought everybody knew that. As Dad said on the plane to Hawaii, if you've got a brain, then use it. Well, the local club had a competition. You had to guess how many jelly beans were in a jar. And the prize was a trip to, you guessed it, Hawaii. They didn't know who they were dealing with.